Hi, you're listening to Rapid Recaps with Jesse. Today's episode is about Burn Notice, Season 1, Episode 1. Basically, the theme of this episode was, it should be called Michael Weston's No Good, Very Bad, Terrible Day. Because it's a pilot, it's sort of tasked with setting up the premise of the show, which it does really well. So you meet Michael Weston, international man of mystery, and you find out the circumstances under which he gets a burn notice put on him, which, you know, sort of relegates him to confinement in the city of Miami. Again, because it's trying to set up the premise of the show, I think it does a great job not only setting up the idea of the burn notice and when how he gets to Miami, it has to establish all the supporting characters, which it does well. It helps that it has a really good supporting cast. I mean, it has Gabrielle Anwar, who's very hot and very charming as his crazy ex Fiona. It's got Sharon Gless, a.k.a. I think she was, I can't remember if she was Cagney or Lacey, but she was one of them. And she's always really funny as his nagging mom. And of course, the awesome Bruce Campbell, who is always welcome on my shows, as his buddy Sam, a fellow ex-spy, who obviously is sort of there to help get Sam into get Michael into situations and support him with materials and information and things like that. So then the rest of the episode after he gets burned and put in Miami and we meet all the supporting characters is basically establishing the second theme of the show, which is Michael Weston, because he's stuck in Miami and has nothing else to do. Each week he basically does an altruistic deed or some case of the week. And I'd assume that the long-running theme of the show is going to be finding out who burned him, because at the end of the episode he walks into his apartment and there's pictures scattered everywhere, so you know that somebody out there is intentionally provoking him, and so that's the longer mystery he's going to investigate. Really, really solid pilot. I mean, it's one of those, it's a really good example of how you shoot a good introductory episode that really grabs your attention. It's exciting, it's funny, it's fast-paced. It's got all the pieces there that really makes you want to stick around with the show. So I'm psyched to be watching the show finally, that everyone's been raving about it to me, and of course, in doing these little recaps for it. One of the really nice things about the show that I liked, one, he gives spy tips every episode, which is something he does, I know, throughout the series, and they're practical. They're not MacGyver, like, oh, take an acorn and some duct tape and you've got a bomb. They're actually very, I mean, it feels like they consulted, I believe they do consult with real spies on these tips. So then there's a solid quality advice if you find yourself in these circumstances for whatever reason. One of the things that really struck me also is that one of my pet peeves are shows where a guy gets beat up and then an hour later he's walking around fine after he's won the fight. That's not the case in this episode. I mean, he gets beat up in the beginning and the rest of the episode for days he's walking around with a broken rib, and that impairs his ability to do certain things like win easily in a fight and things like that. So that was really nice. So yeah, really, really solid first episode. I definitely give it an A+. It's great example of how you shoot a good pilot. So I'm looking forward to watching the rest of the shows. Hopefully you'll look forward to listening to these recaps. And that's all for this week.